Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where one of the deadliest infectious diseases, malaria, is finally under control thanks to a groundbreaking technology that uses genetic engineering to eliminate the parasite's transmission. This is precisely what recent studies in Tanzania have achieved using CRISPR-Cas9 gene drive mosquitoes, reaching a milestone known as transmission zero in controlled real-world test conditions. What makes this significant is that the technology uses genetic engineering to ensure that about 90% of offspring inherit a modified trait, either suppressing mosquito populations entirely or making them incapable of transmitting the parasite. No gene drive mosquitoes have yet been released into wild ecosystems, and regulatory and ethical review is ongoing. But first, let us understand the context of the malaria problem. Malaria remains one of the world's deadliest infectious diseases, despite decades of interventions such as insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual spraying, artemisinin combination therapies, and vaccines like RTS,SS01, and R21 Matrix-M. The parasite has shown drug resistance, and mosquitoes have developed resistance to pesticides, making it a persistent challenge. Now, let us delve into the science behind gene drives. A gene drive is a genetic technology that biases inheritance in favor of a specific gene, overriding the normal 50-50 inheritance ratio, also known as Mendelian inheritance. In nature, each parent passes one copy of each gene to offspring, but gene drives cause about 90% of offspring to inherit the modified gene, ensuring rapid spread through a population over generations. The molecular scissors used to cut DNA at precise locations are known as CRISPR-Cas9, which was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2020 to Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier. There are two gene drive strategies for malaria. The first strategy is population suppression, which aims to drive the mosquito population to extinction or near extinction in a target area. This is achieved through gene drives that spread a trait causing female infertility, as females are the malaria vectors and males do not bite. As the infertility gene spreads, fewer females reproduce and the population collapses. The breakthrough in Tanzania demonstrated that a suppression drive could reduce Anopheles gambi populations to near zero in caged trial settings, achieving transmission zero or no malaria parasite transmission. The second strategy is population modification, also known as replacement, which aims to replace the mosquito population with mosquitoes that cannot transmit malaria, rather than eliminating mosquitoes entirely. This is achieved through gene drives that spread antiparasite genes, causing mosquitoes to produce proteins that block plasmodium development in the mosquito gut, preventing onward transmission. What makes this approach significant is that it preserves the mosquito's ecological role, as mosquito larvae are a food source for fish and other insects, and only eliminates malaria transmission, not the mosquito. Now, let us look at the current status and challenges. No gene drive mosquitoes have been released into wild ecosystems anywhere in the world, and the caged trial success in Tanzania is the most advanced real-world evidence. The Target Malaria Consortium, funded by the Gates Foundation, is the leading research program in sub-Saharan Africa, while India's Indian Council of Medical Research and Department of Biotechnology are monitoring developments but have no active gene drive program. It is worth pausing here to note that India is the only non-African country among the top 5 malaria burden nations, and a gene drive specific to Anopheles stephensi, an invasive mosquito species spreading malaria in South Asian and African cities, could be of direct relevance to India's urban malaria problem. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that gene drives would require clearance under various regulatory frameworks, including the Environment Protection Act, 1986, the Biological Diversity Act, 2002, and international agreements like the Convention on Biological Diversity. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The gene drive inheritance rate is about 90% compared to the normal 50% Mendelian inheritance. The CRISPR-Cas9 technology was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2020 to Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier. The term transmission zero refers to the milestone achieved in Tanzania cage trials where no malaria parasite transmission was observed. Globally, malaria deaths are estimated to be around 597,000, with 95% of these deaths occurring in Africa. In India, the malaria burden is significant, with around 5.3 million cases and 7,000 deaths reported in 2023. India's malaria elimination target is set for 2030, and the dominant vectors in India are Anopheles culicifices in rural areas and Anopheles defensi in urban areas. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topic of gene drives and CRISPR technology is not only relevant to the science and technology section but also has significant implications for India's public health and environmental policies. Remember this number, 2030, India's malaria elimination target, and note this carefully, the use of gene drives requires careful regulatory and ethical consideration. With that background in place, let us conclude by tying this topic back to its broader significance. The use of gene drives and CRISPR technology has the potential to revolutionize the fight against malaria, a disease that has plagued humanity for centuries. As we move forward in this endeavor, it is essential to consider the ecological, ethical, and regulatory implications of such technologies, ensuring that we harness their power to create a healthier and more sustainable world.